The Ebola outbreak in West Africa is already the largest ever recorded. It has claimed more than 600 lives, and numerous challenges remain to get it under control. One of those challenges is just explaining to people how the disease spreads and how to protect against it. NPR's Jason Beaubien recently visited one of the areas hardest hit by the outbreak, and he found that rumors about the disease are making matters worse.
In the remote northeastern corner of Sierra Leone, people are terrified of getting killed by a disease they've never seen before and don't understand. This is the first Ebola outbreak ever in the region, and as the number of deaths increases, rumors about what causes the disease are everywhere. One of the most popular explanations for the outbreak involves a snake, a bag, and a woman from Guinea.
A lady had a snake in the bag when somebody opened that bag. So that was what made the lady to die, which the bag, nobody else should have seen it.
Temba Morris runs a government health clinic in a remote village near the border with Guinea. He says according to the story, then somebody else went and looked inside the bag.
And the one who opened the bag also died.
And then the snake escaped into the Sierra Leone countryside. Just seeing the snake, according to this narrative, is enough to kill you. The striking thing about this story is that Ebola really did come from Guinea, and it currently is out of the bag. There are other myths floating around that the fatal disease is spread by mosquitoes or drinking water. The problem with these rumors is that people are worrying about snakes and mosquitoes when they really need to be worried about other people. Ebola is transmitted by direct contact with bodily fluids of someone who's already sick. Another story that keeps popping up is that Ebola is spread by white people. Dr. Tim Jagadic with Doctors Without Borders says this rumor is also somewhat understandable.
We created a hospital and a lot of people started to get sick and died. It's very difficult for them to make a connection that we're here to help.
The full body suits that healthcare workers use to protect themselves from the Ebola virus make them look like aliens. Some locals have suggested that these creatures are here harvesting human organs. These rumors have an impact. When people get sick, some of them refuse to seek medical treatment. Others flee to more remote villages, where they end up spreading the virus even further. Dr. Jagadic says explaining how you get this disease is still a key element to containing the outbreak.
The most effective way for us to be able to end this epidemic is to focus on public health measures. It is learning about how this disease is transmitted, increasing the level of hygiene amongst the people in the villages, demystifying and destigmatizing this disease.
And 5 months after this outbreak started, efforts are underway to try to do that. Posters from the Sierra Leone Ministry of Health listing the symptoms are plastered in markets and on public buildings. Community elders are being recruited and trained to do Ebola information talks in their villages. This group of teens from the local Red Cross has written several songs explaining the basics of Ebola. This one starts with just the simple assertion that Ebola is real. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.